This is the Sure Promise Broadcast, an outreach of Sure Promise Christian Church, 4301 Pearl Road in Raleigh, where Oliver Pittman is the pastor. We now go into a recent service for this morning's portion of this message from Pastor Pittman.
Psalm, verse number 7. We're going to read verse number 12 together and 13. Chapter number 92, chapter 92. And the word of the Lord reads from verse number 7. It says, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. They did all that building up everything. They sprung up real quick like the grass. Had the money, had the car, had the women, had all the stuff that men want. They got it real fast. But the Lord destroyed it just as fast as they got it. But thou, Lord, art most high forever. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn, the horn represented strength of an animal. Horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Right, verse number 12, let's read. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Watch this, verse number 14. They shall still be bringing forth in their old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now here's the reason why. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Repeat this subject after me. I am planted in the house of the Lord. Now, what do you mean resilient? It is having the ability to bounce back under bad circumstances. That tree grows up over in Lebanon, and it's cold sometimes, but it's still growing up. Y'all gonna help me a little bit here. It is being able to take it. It is being able to, mama, to keep smiling. When everybody know you ought to be wearing a frown. It is to keep going to that job when everybody know the boss man done got on your nerves, because he's been getting on my nerves too. Y'all been talking like that. It is being stable. It is being resilient. It is having the ability to bounce back. Hallelujah. And you can't bounce back if you can't take nothing. Now the problem with us, it's we're not like that tree. We're more like a bush. Help us, Lord. Now, we done already danced and shouted, haven't we? Many of us are more like, I love these Bradford pear trees. I love them. They're some beautiful trees. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Bradford pear tree, they're real beautiful, big trees. And they don't grow pears, but they're ornamental trees. It's a showpiece. It's something put out front just to look good. But it ain't going to handle no storm. I'm telling you right now, if the right storm come, that Bradford tree, you might want to choose another tree. Because it will split. It's got a habit of splitting right down the middle. That tree has a habit of losing several limbs at one time. If it's going to lose a limb, it's going to be seven or eight of them in the storm. It ain't like an oak tree or one of these other ones that ain't going to do that. You know, it's going to be around. And so what are you trying to say? God says, I don't want you to be like that. But what I need you to do is be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. Somebody say, endure hardness as a good soldier. You got to be resilient. The devil expects that if I put a certain amount of pressure on you, you're going to fall down and you ain't going to get back up no more. The devil expects that if I cause you to lose a job, if I cause you to go through divorce, you're going to walk away from God, walk away from the church, ain't going to want to have nothing to do with the people of God if I can put the right pressure on you. But that's when you don't have the pressure with the word of God. Because when you got the word of God, you'll go to James chapter number 1 and verse number 12. It says, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised them that love him. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. In other words, to be resilient is to endure some stuff. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I don't know about you, but I can endure a whole lot of stuff. I've had to endure people talking about me. I've had to endure folks walking out on me. I've had to endure a lot of things. But the Bible says that if I suffer with him, I shall also reign with him. All of us need to understand that in our lives from time to time, there are things that the devil does to challenge us. And before God can get an opportunity to bless us real good, the devil gets a period there just to mess with your mind. I'm here to tell you, sometimes when God is about to promote you in the house of God, it's about to promote you on the job, when God is about to promote, the devil wants to see if he can cause you to jump ship. The devil wants to see if he can cause you to lose your roots. The devil wants to see if he can get you right at the threshold of a blessing. And guess what? The devil has peeked into your future, and he already knows what you're about to come into. Touch your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, but God says be planted in the house of the Lord. You can't let the devil move you with the trials. You can't let the devil move you with the tribulation. You can't let the devil move you with the test. Because I'm here to tell somebody, if there ain't no test, First Lady, there is no testimony. Look at your neighbor in the eyes and tell them, neighbor, if there is no test, there is no testimony. If there are no trials and there is no fight, then there is no victory. The reason why we say we got victory is because we've been in a fight. And I don't know about the church. From a little boy, I've had to fight. But now I don't fight the same way I fought before. I found out that the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Touch your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, the weapons that I have now are not like the weapons I used to use. I used to cuss folk out. I don't need to do that no more. I used to talk about people. I don't need to do that no more. Now I put it all in the hands of God. I need to part right there and pause and tell somebody, I'm here to tell you, you're going through a struggle and a fight. That's the devil trying to uproot you. That's the devil trying to pull you out of what God's trying to pull you in. But you got to make up in your mind, I will put my roots down in the soil. I'm going to grab hold of the ground. There's water down there, and I'm going down deeper. You ain't going to pull me up, devil, because my roots are deep. I'm planted by the rivers of living water, and I'm going to bring forth fruit in my season. Now by the Bible, somewhere in the text, he said, they that are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, that is your elevation. The other thing about the tree is it grows up high, but I want you to know it can't grow by itself. The reason why I'm growing is because God is on the inside of me. Touch your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, they that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of just having enough. When the God that I serve, he is more than enough. High five your neighbor and tell us, elevation time. Elevation means to go up a little bit higher. The devil don't want the church to go higher. That's why he got to fight some folks because he knows that if you stand still and see the salvation of God, something is about to happen that's going to blow your mind. Tells your neighbor, something is about to happen in your life that's going to blow your mind. What you couldn't do by yourself, God is going to do that thing for you. He said, they that be planted in the house of the Lord, touch your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, it's in his house. A blessing is in his house. A miracle is in his house. A breakthrough is in his house. Put your hand together and give God praise in this room. I'm talking to somebody that's going from rags to riches. I'm talking to somebody that's going from poverty to prosperity. I'm talking to somebody who don't have no peace, but you're getting ready to have peace like a river running all over you. I'm talking to somebody in this room that made up their mind, I want to go a little bit higher. Touch somebody and tell them, I don't know about you, but I'm planted in the house of the Lord, and God says, now it's my time to go up a little bit higher. It's gonna be better in my life than it's ever been before. The devil trying to get you to drag roots so he can't elevate you. And it's okay to move when God is moving you, because it's something about the right soil. It's something about the right place. In the house of the Lord, the nourishment comes, the blessing comes, the peace comes. And God says, tell the people of God, the devil is trying to uproar and make their spirits and minds upset because a blessing is coming. And they got to focus on me. If you can focus on me, everything's going to be all right. Do I got anybody that believe that today? If you can focus on me, tell your neighbor, focus on glory. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on glory. Don't focus on the pocketbook. Focus on glory. And everything's going to be all right.
Hi, I'm Pastor Oliver L. Pittman, Sr., Senior Pastor and Founder of SPCC, Sure Promise Christian Church. We are the church in the city of God, Raleigh, where everybody is somebody and Christ is Lord of all. I want to invite you to come worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. and Tuesday nights for Bible study at 7 p.m. We are located at 4301 Pearl Road, just off of Rock Quarry. Call us at 919-890-5639 or look us up on the web at www.surepromisechurch.org.